At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to do a little experiment today. We've been trying T-Hack all by himself, and he's been crushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People, actually, there were texts saying, hasn't he always been doing this by himself? It sounds correct.
It's pretty incredible.
It sounds correct.
Yeah, it sounds right.
They've heard me practicing in the park, I think is what they're
all
confusing.
All right, so we're gonna slowly add people and see where it ends up and see who the weak link is. If you want to text in to 303-222-5423, who you think the weak link is, by the way, it's spelled with a K. Oh no, a C, not a K.
Did you actually just think my name is spelled with a K?
Yeah, kind of. T-Hack, Aaron.
Me.
Are we both doing? You didn't say. Okay.
No!
Oh, that's good.
No!
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
I'm the dislike.
Or no.
It's news or nope. We get to the actual hard, difficult.
We all have nopes.
We all have nopes. Yeah. You know, we might have to change the name of this to just news or
News or go on.
Go on. Continue.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. It's a beautiful day because it's Prime Day, baby.
That's right. Ooh. We got a couple Prime Days.
Yeah. Today and tomorrow.
You guys, it's no longer a thing.
What's wrong with you?
There's because deals. I don't even want anything, but I have to buy it or else I feel like I'm missing out.
You fall into this trap every year.
I do.
You have to stop.
I only bought one thing today.
What did you buy?
Just like greens, the super greens.
Okay.
Okay, I know this is supposed to be newsworthy stuff, but I have to ask Aaron a personal question. Have you used your creamery thing yet?
Oh, all the time. I got a Ninja Creamy.
It's actually cool.
Oh my gosh.
Ninja Creamy. Because I have them at, yes.
I literally use it every day.
We just got our first wedding gift and it's a Ninja Creamy.
You have it already?
What? Yeah.
Somebody sent you a gift a year ahead?
My fiance's best friend, we kept talking about it and then he called, when he was visiting, he called his wife and said,
oh, that's cute.
I want to get them this for their wedding. Can I just do it now?
So have you made anything with it?
No.
It's just still in the box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? But I'm excited.
I do suggest going on TikTok for recipes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it all make? Ice cream and other?
Ice cream, sorbet, milkshakes. Ooh. There's some that have like the soft serve. I didn't get that.
Seems too much. If you want soft serve, you want soft serve.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can make like healthy ice cream.
Yeah. I make
people make it with creatine in it.
Nope.
Right. Oh! What? Oh my God, he killed it. But I have one more question.
Healthy ice cream?
Oh my God.
Not news.
He used his note on the words healthy ice cream. I just want to say, I don't know what you paid. They're $189 at Costco.
I paid like $150.
Oh.
So I wonder if you
But I don't know if that was the which version.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Okay, you're right.
Pardon me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A complete pivot, but we got a study from the Slacker Show research team. Mm,
nice.
She's got access to that. Why do I not have access to that?
And they're finding that there's one thing that can basically save your relationship, make you appear more caring. Sending emojis with your texts.
What?
Yeah. They're saying it boosts the feelings of closeness and satisfaction in friendships. And you're more likely to get a response.
Really?
Because I wanted to ask the females in the room, or really everybody, I feel like it's boomerish sometimes.
No.
Only if you're using weird emojis.
I use like peach, the little water droplets, eggplant. No. I ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, face.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Another face. So it's like
in a paragraph?
Like
don't do that.
You know how I text. If you like I send separate texts.
Right.
So it's like I'm feeling a little nervous about the meeting today. The clinchy face. And it's like I hope our boss isn't drunk laughing.
Oh my.
Do you know what I mean? Like
but
then it feels very formulaic and that feels like if I were in a relationship with someone they'd go you're just going through the motions.
I like it because it provides context as to how you're feeling, because otherwise I will take your blank text and put how I think you're feeling, which could be totally wrong. Like I might think that you're mad at me, right, and you're just saying, no, I just don't want to eat at that place tonight.
And like you sent me a text last night about Stick, the show.
Yeah.
And had you just said episode 7 was difficult, I would have thought maybe you hated the show. But instead you added the
face.
And I was like, oh, right, because it's sad.
Oh, my God. That show is so good.
Is this just a guy thing? Because I feel like I am an emoji guy. I love using them. Except when I text other men who have never used an emoji with me, then I adapt to their style.
That's
really
fair.
Big Boss Micah, let's put it out on the table. I'm looking at you. He's not an emoji guy. And I feel like I'm not going to...
He's from Texas. He can barely spell.
I'm not going to throw an emoji in, because then it's like, what are you doing?
Weird the first to send one, emojis, you know, to your boss.
Oh my God, I send emojis to him all the time.
But he doesn't... Does he send them back?
No.
See? That's just,
no, okay, you're not allowed to be your own man. Emoji up with the boss.
Okay, you're right. I'll send him one now.
But like, get automatically...
Just an emoji.
Yeah.
Please send just him the eggplant.
Yes. Oh.
And that was when
he's,
T-Hack got
he's
fired.
He's getting on his phone. Hold on.
I'll do it.
No way.
I'll do it.
Which one are you sending?
Which one? The eggplant?
Yes.
Let's do it.
But which
just
boss?
Just one? Oh, Micah. That,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Big Boss
big,
Micah?
Big boss. Okay.
Well, big, yes.
He said it.
Okay.
He
said,
my God.
Slacker made me. Good evening.
Oh my God, that's such a great thing.
Thanks,
on your last day
man
on the show.
Is it okay?
I would nope you, but I want your last show to go
okay
well.
Good news out of the TSA, as you no longer have to take your shoes off at the airport.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting rid of it. At certain airports, I think it is eventually going to be all the airports, but yeah, the new rule
I'm TSA pre. This only affects you.
So all these years for what?
Did you not watch the 911? Was it the 911 doc?
No.
Because there was a one dude
who got
security with shoe bombs.
Yeah. Oh, but what? So now they're saying, "Hey, go ahead and use them again."
I think
technology has progressed.
Okay,
where they can kind of sense the explosives in other ways without you taking your shoes off. Mm.
Okay.
I think, and it's the same reason with the liquids. Like people were bringing in, "Oh, this is my water," and it's like, no, that's actually
chemical,
like liquid C4 or something, like
right,
other things that are harmful. So I don't know if they'll eventually get around to letting us through with liquids or not.
Yeah, you need a real ID definitely to make this happen. And if you need additional screening, then you might still have to take them off. But for most people, it should be fine.
Yeah, well, for most people, we didn't have to take them off.
Loser!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.